upon the mental and emotional status of the individual and the individuals involved. The force is sometimes, but rarely, exhibited when the psychic is alone. As a rule, the presence of other persons promotes the operations of the force. 3. The force is materially influenced by electric and magnetic conditions of the atmosphere and of surrounding bodies, by heat and cold, by moisture and dryness, and still more by the nervous conditions of the persons present. Here, the most significant aspect, not of the psychic alone, but the spiritual as well, is highlighted. He focuses our attention on the basic laws of magic, of ritual, and of transcendent consciousness. Upon reflection, one begins to realize why a social system that promotes and comprehends the true nature of human potential is so essential to our well-being as spiritual, psychic entities who indeed do not live by bread alone. True human consciousness, for that is what is being explored in Swan's work, is a byproduct of community. No rugged individualism here. For true consciousness depends on the interplay of a variety of human organisms coordinated into a harmonious whole. The psychic envelope, as I term the structure that arises out of community, created by the linkage of human organic magnetic or psychic force, is dependent upon its environment. Items such as weather, climate, season, placement on the planet, and within the constellations have direct impact on the clarity of any human operation. The location includes the group and its purpose as they relate to sun, moon phase, and tide, that is, to the general tone of the magnetic flow this vast interlocking energistic complex takes on in that precise moment. It also includes what time it is, as Native Americans put it, that is, the time-space continuum, which to the Native American philosophy is a time-space never-ending unfoldment, multidimensional helical interaction, and which is critical to all transactions among and within all communities in the universe. Again, everything depends on everything else, and nothing can act in isolation or independence outside of the infinite, eternal confluence of energies, forces, intelligences. If any of these aspects of the grid is off balance or out of tune, either nothing, something unexpected, or things unlovely and downright evil will be generated by this link. In other words, garbage in, garbage out. Love and beauty in, love and beauty out. Plenty in, plenty out. Peaceful in, peaceful out, and so forth. As one of the basic occult texts of the tradition instructs, "For as ye sow, so shall ye reap. So the wind inherit the whirlwind, and by their fruits, results, shall ye know them." So various American Indian peoples hold that all life is a circle, and everything within it is connected. That is what they mean by the evocation, "all my relatives." In traditional American Indian languages, the sacred, that is, the higher, integral energy field, which practitioners manipulate in ritual manner, is known variously as Orenda, Iyani, Hobomak, Manitou, and so forth. In their study of magnetic fields in New England, James Maver and Byron Dix compare Manitou to the ancient Chinese geomantic practice called Feng Shui. They write that Manitou appears to be inseparable from geomancy, the concept of the world as a place where all activities and objects, both in the natural and supernatural domains, are connected in some subtle manner. Geomancers believe that the natural order can be sensed and tuned into by traditional practices. See Maver, James W. and Dix, Byron E., Manitou, The Sacred Landscape of New England's Native Civilization, Rochester, Vermont, Inner Traditions International, 1998, pages 330 to 331. Native peoples' philosophical systems have long assumed that the use of this power, this Orenda, Hotso, Hobomak, Iyani, this Manitou, is subject to certain laws. For example, that it doesn't work for loners, except as negative sorcery.